You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on third and five. Wilson, boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown. Tune is buried. That was Sauce Gardner. Here he goes! Goodbye and hello, Enzo!
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess, Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the NCAA record books.
Listen. Thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1, and we are going to talk about reporting day. Players showing up to training camp as we get ready for the action to kick off later today. And so, to recap everything, we bring in our friend who's the co-founder over at U Stadium, Mr. Nick Spano, or as it always says in my Zoom when he comes in, Nicholas Spano. Got to keep it proper here on the podcast. Nick, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, it feels like, you know, we've unofficially started, you know, the season here with training camp up and running, and it just feels good to see the tweets and the videos and all that stuff from camp. And, you know, in a few days, I'm sure we'll be all sick of it and just kind of crossing our fingers that everybody just makes it out healthy.
That's always the number one goal, Nick. And as far as health goes, good news for the Jets coming out of reporting day. Mekhi Becton, Carl Lawson, CJ Ozama all pass physicals. They are off the PUP list. George Fant remains on the PUP list for now. But as you said over at U Stadium a couple of days ago, the PUP list designation doesn't mean anything. It's really just standard operating procedure because you have to put a guy on the PUP list for them to be eligible for it at any time, and you can pull them off of it at any time. So if you have a player like Mekhi Becton or Carl Lawson, both of whom were out all of last season with major injuries, you're going to put them on the PUP list to start just as a precautionary measure. Doesn't actually mean that they're not going to play. And so that's exactly what ended up happening here. Becton and Lawson will get going today. I don't know how much they're going to do because you still want to take it easy in training camp with guys like that. But the PUP list designation really didn't mean anything. Before we get into what else happened on reporting day, this is the biggest news. Talk a little bit about the PUP list designation and exactly what I was talking about, why it doesn't really mean anything. It's just a formality.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. And you can only apply it before camp begins. So it's not like, you know, they didn't put Becton on it and today he failed his physical and then they put him on the PUP, you know. So then I'm not sure what the procedure would have been after that if they could have done anything. But, you know, it was he's coming off, you know, a long injury. Lawson is. Uzama was a little banged up. Even back to the Super Bowl, he played injured. But It's procedure to get them on there, and whenever they do pass a physical and are ready to, you know, start practicing. And I know they can meet, so they can do the in meeting. You know, like George Fant, who's still on the pup, he can still, you know, attend meetings and stuff, but he can't actually do anything on the field, on field drills and whatnot. So it is standard. It's nothing serious, as you saw already. It took, you know, I think what Becton and the guys were on for like 24 hours. And, you know, he came in, Becton looked great and apparently was good enough to pass his physical. And we'll see how much they actually do. But it's a great sign to start camp. So, you know, usually it is a positive feeling. You know, the new season is here, it feels like. And, you know, you'd hope it's positive news to start. And it was. And it was a good day for the Jets, you know, to get these guys, you know, because they're two massive parts of any success the Jets are going to have this year is, you know, your number one pass rusher and your, you know, hopefully your left tackle of the future.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Certainly, Elijah Vera Tucker agrees with you about Mekhi Becton. He spoke to the press today, said the offensive line could be deadly with the return of Mekhi Becton and the addition of Lakin Tomlinson, in addition to bringing back Connor McGovern at center. Remember, McGovern went down at the end of the season last year. He says that Becton on the line could make them very, very scary this season. Also says that he hung out with Lakin Tomlinson in the Bay Area during the break after minicamp and learned a lot from it. I like the fact that Lakin Tomlinson is taking Elijah Vera Tucker under his wing. Lakin Tomlinson, of course, has a lot of experience in this system, a lot of wisdom, and it's really nice to hear that right out of the gate, he's taking it upon himself to help the youngster get better and get acclimated in the offense and become the best pro that he can be.
Yeah, you got to love that. I mean, Vera Tucker is probably my favorite Jets player, so I'm hoping I like to see him get a little more vocal and kind of not tougher because he's a tough dude. He'd wreck any one of us, but you know, you could have a little bit of a meaner streak, and he went to USC, so he might not have that. And we all know the story there, but he's in my opinion, the best Jets player, you know, the best player on the team. I think he's got the most talent, and I think he's going to absolutely be in that conversation to be an all pro and to be a top five guard in football. That's how good I think he's going to be. And adding a guy like Tomlinson, who brings a little bit of that mean streak, can only, you know, the hope is he kind of gets it out of AVT a little bit. And AVT is 100% right. If they have a Mekhi Becton at either tackle spot, ideally left tackle, and you have Tomlinson, you know, McGovern's decent, you know, solid enough, and you have AVT, I mean, you feel really good about three, you know, good players, and then you have two solid guys. So the depth is going to be in question. I love the Nate Herbig pickup. Feeney actually played well, albeit he's a kind of character too. But, you know, he played well in limited spots last year. You don't want to see him out there for too long. But, you know, I think the interior of the line is – the depth is a little bit better than the tackle spots. But I'm pretty sure that we're not – this team's not going to go into the season with Connor McDermott and Chuma Edoga.
Since you brought up Feeney, I got to do it, Nick. Feeney!
I knew it.
Feeney! What? Feeney! Sorry, there's a podcast right now with Will Friedle, Ryder Strong, and Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World where they're going through the old episodes and answering questions and doing watch-alongs. And I haven't heard Will Friedle do the Feeney call yet, so I had to do it myself here on the show. You mentioned before Carl Lawson, in addition to Becton being a very important player coming off of the injury, he didn't speak today, but one of the players that's certainly going to be impacted by his presence did speak, and that is Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams said that being healthy this offseason was huge for him, didn't have to play catch-up like he did last year with the foot injury, and says he's ready to go full throttle, excited about the defense, and thinks the group has a chance to be spectacular. Also, when asked about the contract situation, said he's not worried about it. If he plays well, the contract situation will take care of itself, which is true. So he knows that he's just got to go out there, kick butt, and if he does, he'll be rewarded for it financially. And I think he's right. This group has a chance to be really, really good. Carl Lawson being healthy is going to play an enormous role in that. And Quinnen Williams will also be a major factor in whether or not this group will be one of the better ones in the league, because Quinnen Williams has shown areas of dominance. There have been stretches where he has been excellent, but he hasn't put it all together on a consistent basis. If he wants that big payday, he's got to do that. And if Carl Lawson is here, it'll take some of the pressure off of him and help him a lot. So, of course, will the rookie Jermaine Johnson if he gets off to a fast start. So Quinnen Williams doing a good job of deflecting on the money question. But in the end, he is right. If he plays well, the money will come. He's got to worry about his performance on the field before he worries about anything else.
Yeah, it's a huge year for him. You know, I don't know if it's make or break because they picked up his fifth-year option. But in terms of him becoming, you know, a superstar player, which you hope for when you draft a guy third overall, you know, the clock's ticking, you know, right? It's heading into his fourth year. Usually you don't see a player break out in like their fifth year. He's either going to do it now or he is who he is. So he'll have the pieces around him this year. He's year two into this defense. He says he's healthy and he's in shape. So there's no excuses for him. You know, my expectations for him are probably a lot lower than other fans, you know, me and how I feel about him. But he is a key player. If he's really good, he could be, you know, the reason why this defensive line goes from pretty good to really good to great. You know, that's what the hope is here. They have a lot of guys on that line. They're going to rotate a lot in, you know, different edge rushers. If Lawson's healthy, if Franklin Myers continues to progress, that's, you know, those are the guys you're going to see on, you know, the majority of snaps. He'll rotate some of the other edge rushers in, obviously Jermaine Johnson, Jacob Martin, Sheldon Rankins inside too. But, you know, it's really going to come down to Quinnen and Lawson. You know, those are going to be the two guys you're going to rely on. And hopefully, you know, they can, you know, Lawson can, you know, you kind of limit what he does in the summer or late in the summer and into the preseason, and you get him, you know, you run him out there week one and, you know, he can wreak havoc. But, you know, Quinnen needs to be, you know, anchor that interior of the D-line. He's going to be the guy you're counting on. You know, he's gone through with Leo Williams for a few weeks, his first year. Fata Kasi was here for a few years. Now he's kind of the elder statesman, if you will, on the interior of the line. So he's going to be asked to do a lot more, and he has to prove he's worth his payday, because in my opinion, he's absolutely not worth what the going rate is for an interior defensive line on his second contract.
Not yet, but he can prove you wrong, and this season will go a long way towards whether or not he does prove you wrong. So he knows that, and now he's just got to go out and prove it. Will he? Time will tell. DJ Reed, on the other hand, already got a big contract. He's looking to prove that he's worth it. He missed some time in OTAs due to a grade one hamstring strain. Says he's ready for training camp. Also talked quite a bit about Zach Wilson. He said, as far as arm talent and the throws that Wilson can make, I don't want to hype it up, but he has an elite arm just with the throws I've seen him make in OTAs. Also said Wilson carries himself like a vet with his confidence, knowledge, and superior talent in dating MILFs. I added that last part. He didn't actually say that part, Nick. But the other parts he definitely did say. Quality words here from DJ Reed. I didn't know much about the injury, so I'm glad he shed light on that as far as OTAs. He's ready to go, and he seems to be pretty confident in the guy who's leading the offense, which is nice to hear.
Yeah, and you just love everything off the field wise you're hearing and seeing from Zach, you know, before we get into, you know, to camp here, before actually the bullets start flying. But, you know, we've talked about this like so much in the offseason, man. They got him what he needed. He seems to have, the guy seemed to be behind him more than, we thought they might be in terms of, like, as a leader, as, like, the guy. So now he just needs to bring it on the field. You know, you're hearing from Reed, you're hearing from, Uzama with the shirt, I'm sure we'll get into. You're just, everybody seems to be rallying around him, and hopefully he comes in with a little bit of the, some extra swagger, when he comes, and it starts, the workouts and the drills start to ramp up, the preseason games start to come, and then obviously the regular season. He just needs to be more consistent. We've talked about it. You love the little bit of momentum that he's on heading in. So just hope he carries it and hope he feels that and he just rides the wave.
Nick, some interesting stuff from the Jets. Two new tight ends. Tyler Conklin attended a tight end camp and said he gained great insight on the Jets scheme from talking to 49ers tight end George Kittle, who, of course, has played in that scheme his entire career in San Francisco and is very familiar with the offense that Michael LaFleur is running. And then, as you said, CJ Uzama was wearing a very interesting shirt. So Tyler Conklin talking about the knowledge that he got from one of the NFL's best tight ends. And then CJ Uzama showing once again that he knows how to work the media. And this is, by the way, why he's probably going to have a very successful career in the media after he leaves the game of football. That shirt spoke volumes.
I love both those guys. Like, I don't know how they're going to do on the field. I think they're going to be good. But I don't know. I love the – they're so different. Like, not only their playing style, but, like, their demeanor. Like, Uzama is a big, goofy, like, fun guy. And Conklin seems more just, like, super serious and almost like just – not that Uzama's not. He's massive and he's a tough dude. But Conklin kind of just sees him like a hard ass. So the two of them kind of vibe well. And Conklin mentioned how, he's – this locker room is different than any locker room they had in Minnesota. And he's had more of a closer relationship with – the Jet locker room in 6 weeks than he had in a few years in Minnesota. So you like to hear that. It seems like the vibe is on point, with the Jets right now. And it seems like a young, fun team, and you hope it translate onto the field, obviously, with a bunch of guys just kind of proving themselves. Cause they don't really have many guys that are like household names. They have a lot of talented younger guys, but none of them really have made them, made the name for themselves in the NFL yet. And, it'd be cool just to see a bunch of them just come together as a group and start, winning some games. But, you love seeing kind of like what a close knit group like Uzama and Wilson have really hit it off. Conklin just seems like he's super focused and locked in, and, what he says all the right things. So it's a really cool tight end group.
CJ Mosley spoke. He said continuity will help the Jets build this year. Also said that with most of the players and the coaching staff returning, there's a different, more optimistic vibe heading into training camp. Said that the playoffs are a very realistic goal for the Jets this season, and that's what they're striving for. Added, that should be everyone's expectation. It's not my expectation. I don't think it's really that realistic of a goal. I think it's more of an outside chance than anything else, but I'm glad that he's thinking that way, because if you go in thinking any other way, you're doomed for failure. You've got to aim for as high as you possibly can, and Mosley's certainly doing that. Got to also add that based on the pictures, man, CJ Mosley looks really lean, like really lean. If I didn't know any better, I'd think he was about 220, 225. He looks more like a safety than a linebacker, but he showed last year that he can play very well when he's down at a lower weight. I think he was about 230 last year.
Yeah, I would leave the weight guessing to the Jet beat writer experts. So I'm not going to go into guessing any numbers on what any of these guys weigh, because I just don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because Mosley's like the elder statesman, right? Like he's the guy that has made a name for himself, and he's the old man in the room, and he's saying all the right things, and he's 100% right. Whether you, I, or any pessimistic Jet fans think it's laughable to make the playoffs, the whole group should think this way, and Jet fans should start to think this way. And we said this, I remember saying it in March, like the mindset of this team and the fan base has to change. Like this team has to go out every week and act and feel like they belong. The fans have to start, believing, and obviously the team has to give them something to believe in, but we got to stop with the whole like, draft, we're rebuilding. that nonsense has to go. Like this was their 2 year, rebuild, the free agency periods, the multiple first round picks 2 years in a row. All that's in the past now. It's about winning football games now. So having a guy like Mosley, who he's the right guy to say it. So I love having him here. I think he's in for a really good year. He does look great, like you said. So it's great coming from him. It'd be different coming from anybody else in the room because nobody else there really has won anything. Very few guys. So he's the right guy to say it. He seems to be the kind of the vocal leader. And I love having Mosley on the Jets, and I'm probably more personally rooting for him than anybody else harder on the team because I want him to do well here because I want him to be here for a few years. So, if he finishes out his contract, obviously, you're not going to go any longer, but if he finishes out the contract and they don't have to cut him, that'd be a great thing for the Jets because you need a guy like him with a bunch of young guys.
Nick, real quickly, some other news and notes. Tevin Coleman placed on the non-football illness list. Jets signed quarterback Chris Streveler, who worked out for them earlier this week. I have no idea who that is. They also signed offensive tackle Isaiah Williams. They released Craig James, the special teamer and cornerback that they brought in from Philly. DJ Montgomery and Drew Samia also gone, but who knows? They could be brought back at some point. And the Jets also signed journeyman wide receiver slash punt returner Rashard Davis. He returned two punts for the Titans in 2019, so I doubt he's really much of a threat to Braxton Berrios. Nick, any thoughts on Tevin Coleman or any of the transactions?
If I say no, is that bad radio? Bad radio or podcasting? I have not a single thought.
Let the record show that Nick had no thoughts on the Jets signing Chris Streveler. So, Nick, when Chris Streveler turns out to be the next Tom Brady, just remember that you had an opportunity to show your support as soon as they signed him, and you declined.
Is that like freezing cold take worthy or no?
Maybe he'll make it freezing take cold worthy. We're going to find out. Nick Spano, co-founder of U Stadium, thanks so much for coming on and breaking down everything that happened on reporting day with me. Really appreciate it. For those that haven't downloaded the U Stadium app yet, you really should. It's a fantastic app. You got to keep up to date, turn on those notifications, and also make sure you get involved in the takes function because you can win some actual money, right, Nick?
Yeah, and they're starting to really take off. No pun intended. I say it every week, but with the whole predictions for the season and everybody kind of start throwing out their hot takes, it's really starting to heat up on there. So again, if you haven't tried it, it's a way for you to get paid for having sports predictions. So you can say Zach Wilson throws for two touchdowns and the Jets beat the Ravens week one. Put some points value to it. Send it out there. Users agree or disagree. When the take is settled, money will be sent to the winning side. Points will be sent to the winning side, and then you can cash out those points to actually make real money on your prediction. So it's really cool. If you haven't tried it yet, DM us on anywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, on the app, at U Stadium. We'll send you some free points to get started. I know I had a few people last week said, hey, I listened to you with Scott. Can I have my points now? And I sent them over to him, so that was awesome. So yeah, just give us a shout to try it out and let us know what you think about it. But yeah, it's been really cool and it's gonna be interesting to see who's hot takes or who's like the next Skip Bayless.
DM Nick and go get your points. Also, download the app if you haven't already. Visit our store as well, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. Plus, we've got playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Great all 22 breakdowns courtesy of the Thunder from down under, Mr. Luke Grant. He's going to be doing some daily news updates there as well. So make sure that you check out all our videos and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.